Well, as you know, as promised, I will be playing Super Mario Odyssey. People have been dying for the review of a game that came out 3 years ago.
Have you gotten to New Donk City?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Is that where they got big ass? They got big asses?
Yeah, everyone's got just caked up.
What do we got? We got Peach, we got Daisy.
Uh-huh.
Who's that? Who's the bitch? Who's the other bitch that plays? Wild, I only know from Wild, Mario Tennis.
Bowser?
Huh?
It's Wild.
Waluigi?
Wild girl.
No. She's like a...
Yeah, they should have
she's
a...
She's like magical.
They should have a weird Peach, like for like Waluigi.
Rosalina.
Mm-hmm. She probably has the best pussy.
Why is that?
I don't know. There's something mysterious about her. Honestly, you know what? She might not, but it's the false hope of potential.
She's from the last one.
Since I know the least about her,
Super Mario Galaxy.
She's so mysterious that her pussy could be anything.
Mario's just chasing pussy the whole game?
Mario's just in
and never
space,
actually getting laid.
He's just fucking. Never he's lays. Been fucking around in space for the last couple of.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's Paper Mario. You guys ever play Mario Sunshine? That shit was fun.
And Mario Sunshine was good. Yeah.
I love that one.
That was probably the best one.
Yeah, because you would like. That's the one where you would. Where's that? That's the one where you would, like, clean shit, right?
Yeah. I see now that I have a beard, you've decided to...
Huh?
You've decided to go full pencil.
Yeah, I tried it today.
Now that I have a full beard.
Yeah. We're switching shit up.
Yeah, move in on that shit.
Well, I over-trimmed one side, and I was like, time to try it out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm going very thin mustache.
Mm-hmm. It looks good.
Thank you, Adam.
Yeah.
It compliments your face.
Thank you.
You kind of look like Confederacy of Dunces.
I'm trying to look like regular Confederacy.
Shit like that.
I know you kind of you look like a Stonewall Jackson or something.
Suckwall.
That's the move. I'm not going to shave for
Stonewall Jackson, but it's Stonewall the gay bar.
Let me see how it looks like in 6 months.
Yeah, six months.
6 months, not shaving.
Okay.
We'll see. Probably pretty bad.
Yeah, horrible.
Yeah, it's like when I grew my hair out to be long because I wanted to see if it looked good, and then it just got to a point where it was like, oh, it just wasn't ever going to look good.
It stops here. You look like a fucking housewife.
Yeah. I got a bob haircut.
Yeah.
I got that
one picture.
How much
pussy did you get with a bob?
I was getting pussed, dude. I've really overachieved in my life through some really ugly phases.
With the bob, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're in the exact right market for you to get pussy.
Yeah. I can't get pussy anywhere else other than the five
absolutely
boroughs.
Absolutely not.
Actually, Jeffrey, probably not in Staten Island.
Jeffrey Epstein's Island is one of the boroughs.
What?
Jeffrey Epstein's Island.
Yeah, so I'd say Manhattan.
You trade Staten Island for Little St. James.
Little St. James and Brooklyn.
The sixth
and
borough, Little St. James.
Perhaps Queens. That should be incorporated in the city.
Yeah, parts of Queens, maybe.
Parts of Queens, probably Corona, Flushing, Jackson Heights.
It is funny.
Elmhurst.
It's like Rikers.
Not in Jackson
Rikers
Heights.
Is like the opposite of a pedophile island.
Oh yes, you
Rikers.
Fuck, you're forced to fuck grown men.
Yeah. Imagine how much it's Jeffrey Epstein's got to be like. This is awful. I had the best pedophile island, and now I have to go to the worst.
Now I'm getting fucked by men.
I can't believe this.
Well, this can you believe my luck?
Is he in Rikers yet? Because I thought the hit happened in Manhattan.
No, the hit happened so that they could replace him with a body double. So he's going to show up in court, and it's just going to be a Bulgarian man that looks exactly like Jeffrey Epstein. It's like, Brusnes, shababa, boda, bobo, de agaga.
I did not flog the kids.
I don't job. I have job to transmission, and they are here. I'll go to work on it. I live Rigo Park.
It appears Mr. Epstein has gone crazy. Insane.
I live Rigo
the
Park.
The stress of the situation.
I go to Barska Mia. I go to work at transmission.
The man
I wake up.
That's a good Rigo Park accent. Yeah,
I wake up and they have made me now prisoner. It's just some Bosnian man that looks exactly like. He just works at a muffler shop that they pick, that the Clintons had their goons pick up and just buy a body double.
Hill, you're never going to believe this. We found a perfect match.
We found a guy. We got a guy. Good news. Jeff's back. We got Jeffy back.
Just the Girls Gone Wild steel drums start playing.
Yes, 100%.
Island style.
Bong, bong, bong.
Just that Bulgarian guy in prison. Because they think he's a pedophile, but he has to prove that he's not. So he just comes out and he's got all those cool Russian prison tattoos.
Every day they try to fuck me. Because they think I am Epstein.
I am Jew.
I am Jewish man. This is trick they play.
He's just this more mad.
Trick. This is trick they do every time.
I wake up, I circumcised now.
This I tell you.
And he's just on the bus, and people are like, what are you talking about?
He's like, they tell me in my country that the Jew there, you go New York Jew, they have Jew. And the Jew, he trick you. You work transmission shop next to you in prison, and they try fuck you because they think you are Jew. Fuck baby for blood and spirit.
Damn. Poor guy.
I have to go back to Bosnia.
That dude just like caught like 100 bodies in some sort of ethnic cleansing.
For sure. Yeah. Well, he's more mad they're saying he's a Jew than that he's a pedophile. Mm-hmm.
There's a guy, a plant guy that I bought plants from in the city.
Rikers Island wouldn't be much worse than that guy's regular life.
Oh yeah,
in Rigo Park, whatever he's doing.
There's a dude that like sells like plants in the flower district in Manhattan who's like clearly an ex-Serbian war criminal. Like, you could just tell he's murdered so many people.
Does he have tats? He yatted up?
No, but his hands are the biggest hands I've ever seen in my entire life.
Did it make you horny when you saw his hand? When you
I
shook hands
felt
with him?
Like such a woman.
Did you want him to hold
hand.
You? No,
I trembled in his arms. Trembled.
Vasily, please. Just are, for 1 second.
You are what we call a little girl, yes? You're a little baby girl vagina, yes?
And I was there. His wife came, and she's like this Jewish New York woman.
Oh, really?
And she had a black eye.
Oh, like, no.
And she was like, you know, he's a very passionate man. He's an artist. He has an artist temperament. It was
are
like,
you joking?
I don't think she was trying to justify the black eye, but it just, you know, those
perfect
two things
timing.
Together were like incredible. Yeah.
Did she say how she got the black eye?
I don't know. She had like a busted like forearm and black eye. She had like a forearm cast and black eye. Yeah.
Jesus
you
Christ.
You know he's an artist.
He was doing some of his interpretive dances, and they got a little out of hand.
Mm-hmm. I love the idea that Bosnian guy just getting hemmed up. Just being body switch.
Yeah. Cut his hair the same way.
Just being in court saying they got
they
the
wrong
guy.
They would have to circumcise him, and it would have to heal quickly. I don't know how they
Hillary would
it.
Suck the blood out herself because she's a kuru. Yeah, she's true. Human
every
flesh.
Time. I know they do this. I know that you do this every time I say, and they say, Vasily, you're crazy. You're crazy. They don't want a Jew not do this. And they don't know how it goes there.
That's why I'm going to start doing an extra step. I'm going to tattoo not Jewish on my dickhead, mm-hmm. on the tip of my dickhead.
In case.
So in case anyone body switches me for it.
But then
a
they could just circumcise.
With like micro laser etching.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to get not a Jew etched into my cock.
With just a machine that like writes people's initials on diamonds.
The rice at the fucking boardwalk write your name on it. We'll fly that guy
some
in.
Chinese guy with the
except jewelry. He won't need to do that for mine. Because it'll be easy. For me, they can use a very, very large knife.
They call me Diamond Tip Joe Tiny Dick. My dick cut a bitch like a diamond. The smaller it is, the harder it get, baby. Because you ain't need too much blood.
You see, a dick stay hard no matter how big it is.
No.
So the smaller it is, it's the same amount of hardness concentrated in a littler dick.
It's, you know what? You ever,
I think that's
you
actually probably true.
You have a drink and it's not true.
I think it's probably harder to get a massive penis
what
hard.
What do you mean?
I think you need more blood to get a massive dong
hard. I think at a certain point,
hard.
Maybe there's a tipping point. Where I if think your that, cock is over like 9 and it's really fat.
It's probably hard to get harder to get
your circulation has to be very good.
Yeah.
Probably that's why athletes are the best like tall NBA players or like certain NFL players probably the best guys to fuck cuz they got the good circulation and a huge penis.
Yeah.
But a normal 6'8 guy, eldest 6'6, no way he gets hard.
Mhm.
But he's got a small penis, too.
He does have a small penis. That's true.
He's We've got, all seen it.
He's got the perfect set.
He's the perfect
Huge
guy.
Huge man with a little ass.
He's the perfect man. He's my dream man, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's got the premier set.
A giant man's blood with a 5'2 fucking Bolivian man's penis.
I'm too tall to get my dick hard. It's probably because I'm so tall.
No, Adam, he has all that blood to draw from, dude.
I know.
He's the perfect dude.
Damn.
So how are you guys doing? I was gone for a week. I went to see my family.
How was Vegas?
You know, there's a grasshopper or locust infestation right now in Vegas. And so all
when are the cicadas coming back.
I don't know.
Remember them?
I think it's like
every 17 years.
11 years? Oh yeah, 17 years.
Well, there's
years?
Different broods. The one in Maryland is every 17 years.
They're so fucking
I remember that
loud.
One freshman year of high school.
Yeah, Brood X, baby.
Mm-hmm. Brood X. I didn't know that's what it was called. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Dude, I remember leading up to that. You know, I was probably, 15 or 16?
Yeah.
And happened, they're like, yeah, there's going to be bugs everywhere. And I remember being like, this is going to suck.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
It's gonna be like horrible. A biblical nightmare.
Yeah, I know. I was like, what the fuck?
And then they show up and they're so fucking dumb that it's like you can just like whack them out of the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
That was a huge boon. I remember going to Baltimore City Public Schools. Cicadas coming around for all the little short, dark-skinned girls. Real problem for them because you had an automatic thing to call them.
Yeah.
All of them got called cicadas.
Cicadas because they were loud?
Because they were like little fucking... black, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I can't tell you how many bug eyes.
My sister said that Chinese people are collecting the dead bugs.
No.
Yeah, for which is...
for ancient Confucian
just
potions.
Just to grind into boner pills.
Laugh at them for being smart about resources. The earth it's is good... cooking. They're cooking us to death because they already know the
oh,
answer.
Oh, that's
I think
true.
They're probably right. Yeah.
That's why they refuse to fucking cut their emissions.
There's been too much rain this year in Vegas, which is
they're
desert.
They're doing a type
no,
of
listen
warfare
to this, man.
That like, people can't even like, comprehend.
They're fucking
they're like,
12
what happens
steps
when
ahead.
China invades? It's like they don't have to.
They're boiling
they're
us from the inside.
They're just going to cook us all to death, and meanwhile they're eating all
feasting
the
on grasshoppers.
Yeah. It's like the story of the ant and the grasshopper. The white man drives around in his Tesla, whereas the Chinese man is eating ants and grasshoppers. Well, waiting for the winter that'll never come.
Grasshoppers are a great source of protein, apparently. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. According Certain... to maybe, I think I might have seen it on Spike TV Mansers or something. One of those kind
I
of shows.
I got another source of protein for you, Adam.
What is that?
You're just going to have to find out, dude.
You're going to have to find out the hard way.
You're going to have to find out the semi-hard way.
If you catch my Tokyo Drift.
I also rewatched Tokyo Drift this week.
Did you?
Yes. And I think Nick is correct. It is the best of the franchise.
I can't,
the best
dude.
One.
Yeah. Hobbs and Shaw.
Y'all got
good.
Cars out here that do different
yeah,
things.
Yeah, he's such a yokel.
You got the cards go sideways when you drive them around.
I've never seen it.
Oh yeah,
it's really good.
Shoot, I had to come here to love my daddy because and he's from like Bakersfield. They're always from just Bakersfield.
Yeah, well, he's from. I think his screen name is like that. He's from Alabama.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
It's like something about like Roll Tide or some bullshit.
Nice.
My daddy, man, I'd have come here to Japan because I got in trouble.
Wait,
back
why
there
has he got a screen name? Was he?
I think there's like
a
scene where they're like.
Predator situation.
Also, I've totally forgot that little Bow Wow's character is named Twink in the movie.
Remember the rumor that he got raped by his bodyguard?
Yeah,
I thought that was true until like 2 years
Wait,
ago.
Wait, it's not
I
true.
Think it is true.
He got raped by
every
his
kid is like, dude,
or
you know, little Bow Wow got raped.
No, that was our generation's like Prince.
It was our, yeah, sucking remote. His own dick or
which,
like
we, you said, like the Richard Gere thing, everyone knew that wasn't true, but you would say,
I think
anyway.
Bow Wow got raped, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Or B2K got raped, I think.
Omarion, bind, torture, kill.
Omarion might have gotten raped, I
yeah.
think. I really think so.
No, yeah, that I'm pretty sure he got raped.
Damn, a bodyguard guarding a child who's a pedophile—that is pretty much.
Damn, they got coons over here in Japan too. Man, that ain't cool. But you know, we got to stick together. Shit, home, I wouldn't be friends with you. All right, man, but we're not home right now. You know? We're in Japan. We got to team up against the Japanese.
The girl, the main girl.
I guess if I have to, but. Just don't be coming around me with no wet hair. I'll tell you that right now, boy.
Do you
want to know how they live in Tokyo?
Was that song made for the movie?
No,
because they say drift, 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 drift. No, that's like
just
the chorus.
That's just how they live in Tokyo.
That's just how they live, dude.
Yeah, you were there.
It made me miss Tokyo, honestly.
Did they drift in the streets of Tokyo?
Boom, 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 boom.
No, but it's shot in like, Tokyo. There were places we went like that boom, were in the movie boom, for sure.
Boom, 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 boom.
Shinjuku was in it. Shibuya was in it.
What about the Sakdikya province?
No, we didn't go there though.
Yeah, I think fondly of my time in Japan, walking around depressed. Going to that pizza place by myself, that was a great day.
Yeah, the day you walked 2 hours to a pizza place and walked back 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was mistily raining all day, and we said, where are you? And you text us back like 11 hours later, being goth.
Yeah. That's how they live in Tokyo. Damn, y'all got bong, golf bong, here? Bong. Damn, you got coons and golf. You really
racist
can't
stop us saying
even
those
here,
words.
We are a pretty racist country, but you can't.
The basis of our country that we are an ethnostate.
This is too far.
We are at least a parat about it.
Why didn't that kid get in any of the other movies in the franchise?
It's kind of like a bottle movie, bottle episode.
Well, Han was in the other.
Yeah. Was he?
But yeah. Han dies at the end of Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, three quarters of the way through. Yeah.
Whoa, spoilers.
Sorry.
And then you find out at the end of Fast and Furious 6 that it was Jason Statham that killed him.
Right.
And
what?
I remember seeing that.
And now he's friends.
Well, he's in the movies now. But at the end of Fast 6, like, it's the credits.
That's the big reveal.
Yeah, you see it cuts back to Tokyo Drift. Han's car flips. And then it's like starting to catch on fire, and then fucking Jason Statham walks up and he like
pours
fucking
gasoline.
Yeah, he like throws a lighter and blows the car up.
I'm just walking around Tokyo. Yeah,
and then he calls up like somebody. I can't remember.
Vin Diesel?
Maybe it was Vin Diesel. I can't remember.
But it's done.
No, he's like, you know, you're your worst nightmare. Well, you know who I am. He's like, damn, you got British faggots.
What'd you call me?
I ain't afraid of you, you faggots. Please stop my feelings. I'm afraid of you, boy.
That really hurts. You're hurting my feelings.
I really do want to see the new one, though. Hobbs and Shaw looks like absolutely my shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's where the Fast and Furious and
my... We're out here live. I got Jason Statham's dick shoved up my ass.
Who plays the bad guy?
We do pranks on each other.
Idris Elba, yeah.
Idris Elba's out here putting his dick in my ass. I woke up, I said, who put their dick in my ass?
Woo! Everyone erupts, and that's his new catchphrase.
We love The Rock.
You put a dick in my ass?
If you can put a dick in my ass,
can you smell my ass?
Can you smell my ass getting fucked?
Oh, you didn't know? Well, you better suck my dick. Yeah, it's the big show.
Suck my dick.
Instead of D-Generation X.
Suck my dick.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Rock, Dwayne, The Rock Johnson, one of the gayest men in sports entertainment.
Beering.
I'm
gay.
I remember there's a kid that would go, the most electrifying man in sports entertainment. Yes. And it's like, what is that?
Huh?
Like, who is
electrifying?
Yeah, what the most electrifying
you
man
took issue with the spurious
well, the
claim.
Superlative, because it's how do you even measure that?
Yes.
You can't, in joules.
Yeah, in joules, absolutely. You hook their cock up
he's
to electrifying. A fucking battery. And you fucking measure how much it conducts or something.
Sports entertainment was always a great
euphemism. That's a great phrase, I gotta be honest.
I thought it was real sports for a long ass time.
Mm-hmm. How long?
Till like sixth grade.
Damn, you have to have sex for money over here. Do you want to know how that man is doing here?
It's him dressed up like a geisha.
Yeah, sorry, Mac. You gotta dress up like a girl and service guys to make money. Boom, can't, boom, boom, boom.
Can't we just get a regular
job? Can't we
job?
Just race the cars? I'm 17 years old. I don't know why I have to blow this British queer.
I'm here to have gay sex.
Which they made this illegal in London. Now I've got to come over here to get my jollies off.
He just happened to be there to have gay sex.
I guess if I have to do it,
well,
I will.
Well, if I have to, well, I'll if have I gay have, sex.
I do what I gotta do. This should have. This should be a reveal at the end, and it turns out that that character is Forrest Gump. At the end of Hobbs mm-hmm. and Shaw, we find out that yep. the hick from Tokyo Drift was Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump the whole time. That's crazy, dude.
Jenny, yeah. I went to Japan to learn how to get pussy.
Sally Fields fucked some guy that had a time machine.
Yeah, that was sent a him wild into the part future. Of that movie.
I know. It really
she
was,
fucks
dude.
The teacher?
Just or selling the pussy to get a retarded son into a school he's going to fail out of anyway.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I saw that movie when I was a kid, and then the retarded kids in my school, I'm like, their mom did that? That's how they're here? Damn. I guess. All right.
Good for them.
Oh, well, man.
The principals really must have fucked a lot of moms. We got a lot
yeah,
of
dude,
fucking...
I would just have to see the principal and be like, all right, man, I guess.
Yeah, you got scared when they put you in the fucking emotional class. You're like,
so
wait
your
a second.
Mom, we have to get turned out.
Mom, you didn't have to do that for me. I would have stayed in regular school.
Yeah, I never also got that Jenny was a hooker until later in life. And then
dude,
she died
I saw
of AIDS.
It late in life. It kind of sucked dick, honestly.
Yeah, you saw it late
I
in
put,
life.
I put it
I saw
on.
It recently.
I put it on.
It was
recently.
On TV like every 5 minutes.
I didn't
I put
see
it,
it
on,
motherfucker.
I put it on again recently just to have something in the background. And even as background entertainment, it was fucking awful.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it was cool when he was playing ping pong.
Yeah.
That's my review of Forrest Gump.
Mm-hmm.
And when the guy without legs gets pussy, I like
Lieutenant Dan. That was another thing that really confused me about that movie. So I was like, how can a guy with no legs fuck? Because I assumed he didn't have
mean?
A dick. I asked my dad after we saw it in the theater.
What do you mean? He's got... He didn't... He's not fucking completely...
Well, that's what my dad said. He said he
but
still got the dick.
You should have known that.
I assumed that he was missing
he
his dick,
stubs,
too.
He had stubs, didn't he? I don't remember.
He did. He had stubs. His legs were severed at the knee.
Yeah, you fucking idiot.
No, it was higher than that.
No. Maybe...
Whatever.
Maybe mid-thigh. Maybe. Maybe, though.
But I'm thigh, sure I guess you could still fuck.
You absolutely could still fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's got to suck to be one of those guys that comes back from Iraq.
Cock blown off?
Yeah. And you're like, well, I guess I'll start a coffee company.
Badass fucker coffee.
New from DC Comics, The Dickless Punisher. I like The Punisher because he represents my dickless... The fact that I don't have a dick.
That would make so much sense if the Punisher didn't have a dick.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, why else would you be that fucked up?
RoboCop didn't have a dick.
Yeah.
But you could give him a RoboCock.
They never went into that in the movie.
Well, they should have.
RoboCop, awesome movie.
Both yes. of them.
The new one?
I thought the new one was sick, too.
Yeah, I liked it. That scene where they were like, "Do you want to see what you look like without the stuff?" And he's just like a brain and eyeballs. And he's like,
"Ah!" Is that the new one?
Yeah, he's like fucking. He's like, "Don't show me that again." He's just like traumatized.
He's like mostly robot. Yeah,
damn.
He's like 99% robot.
It would be awesome if it was just eyeballs, brain, and then cock. They
That's all I need,
saved
dude.
His cock, dude. That's all I need. Mm-hmm. More than you, actually, bitch.
No, you just
I need,
copied.
All I need is cock, eyeballs, and brain more
that
than
was
you
copying.
Do.
You're like, why did they make the robot fat?
Like, we, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, but we didn't even think about it.
Hey, that's kind of rude. Yeah, you guys made the robot fat for no reason.
Yeah, what? I was in shape.
Dude, I was ripped.
I was in really good shape.
Damn.
Yeah,
I would. If they made a mechanical penis, but it felt like a real penis, would you get one?
If the sensation was there, I would cut off my own dick.
It just
immediately.
It tricks your brain into thinking you're feeling.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out what to Google for that scene, but I just typed in new RoboCop scene, and the first thing that comes up is the "in this nightmare" scene, which is him being shown.
Yeah.
This RoboCop is like matte black, right?
Kim? The first one is like...
No, but he's like, he's like murdered out. He's all black.
Oh, the new one I think is black. When did it come out? Like 2013 or something?
2014.
Yeah.
Who was in that one? Who played RoboCop?
I forget.
Has he done anything since then?
I don't know. I don't think it's a famous guy.
Wow. That sucks.
Holy Christ.
I wonder.
Holy Christ. Holy Christ, there's nothing left.
Oh, who'd they put that germ motherfucker in there? Oh.
Your body may have gone, but you're still here.
Is that Nick Nolte? Oh. Oh, what the fuck?
My brain. We had to repair the damaged areas.
Damn,
but we
wild.
Didn't interfere with your emotion or your intellect. You understand me, Alex? You're in control.
I'm in control.
Yes.
So why don't they give him a penis?
Okay.
My dick is small.
If I'm in control, then I want to die.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Respect. Yeah. Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Ultimate respect.
Yeah, that would be fun. I don't know why he even showed him that. That's like, you don't want to fucking...
Just come back as an awesome fucking killer cyborg.
Yeah, robot.
It would be cool.
All that's left is my hand and parts of my brain.
Damn. They should have given him a nice, pig fleshy cock.
Yeah. Who plays RoboCop in the new one?
Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
From France.
Oh, my
Could
God.
I be oh, any more of God. A RoboCop?
My dick is gone. It's not there. It's just gone.
Yeah, shouts out to Matt. He kept getting weird sitcoms. Mm-hmm.
Well, I like The Whole Nine Yards a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You also like, you see Amanda Peet's titties.
You
in
also
it.
Like The Whole Nine Inches a lot. Mm-hmm. And that's
of what? Not of your penis.
Are you sure that you didn't like seeing Amanda Penis naked?
No, Amanda Peet.
Amanda's penis.
Yeah.
Or is that what you meant?
No, yeah, Amanda
is that what you said? Wait, hold on.
Hold on.
Adam, you're breaking up. Did you say
no, I'm in the room with you.
Adam.
It's me, Adam. I want to see
That's not me.
A man's penis.
You're doing a voice.
Oh, Adam. Sorry, we're breaking up. There's some other activity on your channel.
Static on your line.
A different guy saying
there's
that
it's
not you.
It's you, actually.
But anyway, we're back now.
We're back to the show.
So that's cool that you liked seeing a man's penis.
Yeah, that's...
No, I liked seeing the breasts of the actress Amanda Peet.
In addition to a man's penis.
Well, yeah, no.
Have you...
Her tits were garbage.
No, they were pretty good.
But they were like early tits that I saw.
No, they were high in type, but bountiful. A nice pair.
It's just like, you know an actress and you want
to see You'd love
see
to see
them.
Her titties.
Yeah.
Immediately
that
you
is an atrocious pair.
Oh, wait. Hmm.
The scene in the window where she shows her tits is
no,
pretty nice.
I think it's
not an atrocious pair.
It is an
her face.
No, there are terrible tits out there in the universe.
Those are nice and round.
I would describe them as atrocious.
Do we have another angle on that?
The scene where she's in the window flashing her tits is nice.
To who?
Matthew Perry.
She's Matthew Perry's girlfriend?
No, he has a different girlfriend. He plays dentist, I believe.
I was straight, but then her awful tits made me gay.
They're not awful.
I want to see them more. Hold on, I'm going to pull them up on mine as well.
They're mostly rib bones.
They're mostly what?
Rib bones. There you
Amanda
go.
P.
No, I like a titty like that.
Your mic just cut out. I don't know what you did.
Hello?
There you go.
I'm sorry, I said I like a titty like that.
Yeah, well, nobody asked you.
Yeah, huh?
Nobody.
The people at home.
No, the people at
implied,
home.
It's right implied in. That they
so
asked.
So let's have a vote.
KL5.
Are they nice?
They're nice. I say they're nice.
I say they're nice. So it's
2-1.
Atrocious.
2-1.
Yes, but you just said they're nice. I'm saying they're atrocious. So the weight of my vote.
No, that's not true. Every man, one man, one vote.
My,
that's
right. Yes, but my vote, no, you average
them. This
is
democracy.
Out. I didn't say that. I said they're not. If I said they're not nice, and you said they're nice, then they would be nice. I said they're atrocious. The
well, we have was, two nice are they ones, nice? Though.
The question
two.
Was, are they nice?
So
is
they
yes
it
no?
averages out to they're sort of okay.
They're this, sort of bad. They're sort of
the
bad.
Standard no. is nice.
They're kind
right?
of bad. If you
if they're exceptional, no. then
the standard is nice. What do you mean? Like an average here's, titty is
here's,
nice?
Here's the thing. You're talking about
my question was are a man.
I say they're above average.
Nice.
Let's say this.
They are nice.
It's it, we're, yes. Let's say we're on a website, right? Called Amanda Pete's Tits.
Okay.
.com.biz.
Dot biz.
And we're all customers leaving reviews, and you guys were like, they're pretty nice. 6 out of 10.
Three
stars.
Star. Yeah.
6 out of 10 stars. And I come along.
0 star.
And I zero star.
She doesn't deserve a zero star.
Atrocious. That affects the average.
It lowers the average.
That's not what we're talking about. Talking about. We're
voting a majority.
On a star system. We're voting.
It's not a star
weighted,
system.
They're weighted votes.
No.
No, they're not weighted. This is a
there's
no,
democratic.
No.
As what will our caucus no. declare her titties? We are declaring them nice.
No,
if you
no,
vote,
you can write a dissenting opinion. It's like the Supreme Court.
If you vote,
you can write a dissenting opinion.
If you vote emphatically for Donald Trump, it's not worth two votes. It's one vote.
No, I already said it's the Supreme Court. It's not the
presidency.
It's
the Supreme Court. Yes, it's yes or
this
no.
This is like the Supreme Court.
Yes, it's a yes or no.
Nick is fucking Scalia.
Did you see the what's her name? Fucking RGB was like,
yeah, he's cool.
Kavanaugh rules.
Yeah. I'm an old bitch and I love Kavanaugh. Mm-hmm. He's a very decent man. I think I also saw, and I didn't do any research, I just saw it quickly, that she's never had a black like clerk once.
Damn.
RBG.
That means she's racist.
I mean, it would probably, you would think it would happen.
Mm-hmm.
She's been there for what, like 45 years or some shit? She's old as shit.
Yeah, a long time.
Maybe not 45. I'm going to really guess 30.
Mm-hmm. She looks like shit.
She looks horrible. She's probably going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trump's going to get 3 Supreme Court nominees.
It's going to be awesome.
Fucking Hillary lost
this
dumbass
election. It's going to be 90 years of
my next,
conservative
next
rule in this
nominee
country.
Nominee is going to be my two choices are Judge Doom from Who Framed Roger Rabbit and Judge Holden from Blood Meridian. And I'm deciding between the two. I don't know which one we're going to go with.
Just different actors
yeah.
to portray them.
Judge Reinhold. My first choice.
Yeah.
Like he's not, yeah, he's just that's just his name.
His name is Judge.
He's a great actor.
He's a good actor, but you can't appoint him.
Why
well,
not?
We're changing the way things work. We're going to do a lot of things. We're going to get some of my friends from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And,
Sean Penn as,
yeah. as Spicoli. Spicoli is going to be the head of the DEA.
Yeah.
And he's got a great new policy. We're making weed legal, but only for white people.
That's basically the truth.
And it's called Spicoli's Law.
Spicoli's Law. Shouts out to Sean Penn, dude. What a career.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you like wearing underwear.
Like wearing what?
Underwear.
Oh, I love it.
If you're what you would call somebody who doesn't wear diapers because they're not a baby.
Right.
Adam, for example, wears diapers.
Is Come
that
true,
on,
Adam?
Dude.
I know we weren't supposed to say anything.
Sorry, dude.
Can we edit that?
No, we have to leave that in there.
This is an ad, so we can't.
We
whatever
can't
happens
edit,
in ad space can't be edited.
They can't be edited.
It's a medical issue, though.
Right
yeah.
to... You know,
it's a private medical...
Prolapsed asshole.
But regular guys, you like
perma-prolapsed asshole.
I have to just hold my entire
It's always
asshole.
Wet. You oh, always God. Have to spray it with a spray bottle to keep it misted.
Adam's got squeegee guys that come up to him. Adam stops at an intersection and guys come up and start shining his asshole.
He puts his ass out the window.
Them, yeah. I tip them 25 cents.
looking pretty dirty there, boss. Yeah, clean it up. We don't have to worry about that because we wear Mack Weldon underwear, which
That's
is
right.
better than whatever type of big boy pants you're wearing.
Yeah,
you know,
if you're not wearing Mack Weldon's right now, you're a fucking bitch.
You're a bitch.
You're a loser,
and you might as well wear diapers because you're a baby.
Yeah,
Mack Weldon believes in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping.
I mean, those three things.
Yeah, you know, they hooked it up. I went there. I picked out some underwear. Real easy. I didn't need my mom's help.
No. I called my mom, but yeah, I ended up not needing it.
My mom was on the phone because I was scared, to be honest with you. I was using the computer by myself, but I said, I'm not a baby. I don't need diapers. I don't need to wear diapers like a baby does. I can buy.
She's like, "Are you sure?"
I can buy my own underwear, and I was afraid. I Googled underwear, and I saw pictures of girls, and it scared me.
It's scary.
I thought it was porn, but it was Sears.com.
Yes.
And then I found MacWeldon.com. It's real easy. I typed it in, and I did some simple shopping for a simple-minded man like myself.
No matter how low your IQ is.
If you are a mentally disabled yet fully grown man who wears regular underwear,
yes,
then you'll love MacWeldon.
You'll love MacWeldon's.
Because you might not be smart, but the design is.
That's so
true. Check this out. A lot of their designs feature a hole in the front to pull your penis through.
Wow.
I thought that was real smart.
They designed that?
Really smart.
Yeah,
because
I always pull my pants all the way down at the urinal.
But you can pull it through the hole.
Which is the reason I am no longer allowed at Regal Cinemas.
That's right.
Uh-huh. It's for pulling my pants all the way down in the theater.
In the bathroom, and then also in one of the theaters when you mistook it for the bathroom.
In the theater while seeing Rango, yes.
Here's the other thing about the smart design. Yeah. You put those on backwards. You can shit out of them.
You can shit through the
dick hole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how smart their design is. Mm-hmm.
Or you could be fucked through it.
You could absolutely be fucked through that hole.
if you put briefs on backwards, it does a better job of pulling your penis through your legs and hiding it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're not embarrassed.
When you're
I like to be perfectly flat.
You're not embarrassed.
No bulge.
Yeah, you're not embarrassed of your penis when you're riding.
Which is a big problem for me.
You know how girls hate bulge?
Yeah.
Hate it.
they believe in smart design. And
wow.
They believe in it.
They believe in
it. Do you believe in
smart design? Do you believe in smart design? Your dick sucked through the hole.
I can feel something inside my ass. I really do think I'm getting fucked up. MacWeldon will be the most comfortable underwear, socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies, and sweatpants.
Wow.
And more that you'll ever
wear. They got
wear.
More, dude. Condoms.
Dude, I hate uncomfortable condoms. You put them on, they're all scratchy.
Yep, your cock is... I get an allergic reaction.
I have to use Velcro condoms because I'm mentally retarded.
That's right.
But MacWeldon underwear feels a lot better. And that's that kind of stuff.
Damn, yeah, they know about that shit, brother.
They got a line of silver underwear and shirts that are naturally antimicrobial. Mm-hmm. And you're saying, what does that mean? They're made out of silver? No.
No, you fucking idiot.
I thought they were, and then I let my friend fire his handgun into my penis.
That's right.
And now I have no... I've lost my penis in what I like to call the Iraq of science.
Yes.
The Iraq of experimentation. Mm-hmm.
That's
well, I was
right.
not deployed in Iraq itself. I lost my penis, and I consider myself a veteran.
Absolutely.
I feel like if you lose your dick in any kind of accident,
you should get a Purple Heart.
You're a veteran.
That's
yes,
a war.
Yes. Yeah.
You get the Applebee's discount. You get the Panera Bread discount. You are on the same tier as...
A farm industrial thrasher.
Yeah.
Any type of penis accident.
Once your cock comes out of your fucking body...
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the
You're a member of the U.S.
Gets ripped
Corps.
Off in a factory.
And then you Semper have, Fi, you,
you
dickless
PTSD
motherfucker.
Hoorah.
And you hear like that Looney Tunes like, bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum like, turn it off! Turn it off!
You just feel a phantom dick
bum, bum,
in your
bum,
pants.
Bum, no, the silver line of underwear and shirts are naturally antimicrobial, which means they eliminate odor.
Whoa.
I know I smell bad.
No matter how stinky your pussy is, it'll make it disappear.
Look, dude, a lot of women who listen to this show have just disgusting...
There's pussy. Stink lines.
We
they
have
come
one
to the
of...
show, I say I'm yeah. not going to fuck them, and then I do.
Yes.
We look at the analytics.
With your nub.
With my nub.
With your shot off nub.
I'm like, well, neither of us are going to enjoy this, and you take their pants off, and you go, oh, God.
Oh, oofa,
smells
own.
Like a Subway that went out of business 6 months ago. what is there, an Indian family living in an out-of-business Subway?
They do.
Are they
all
shitting
subways.
In one 7-Eleven big gulp cup?
Christ, what is
That's
it?
What it smells like.
It smells like
you
an Indian
bitch.
Family died in a Subway that they were also using as a toilet. It's a yeasty kind of Indian. Anyways,
That's not true. I've never said that to anyone.
No, but if your pussy smelled like that,
yeah,
Mac Weldon would have no problem clearing that up with their silver antimicrobial shit.
Listen up, Indian guys. They got a silver line of
or anyone.
Shirt.
Anyone, Nick.
He's
anyone
just with being specific,
anyone
not
with
racist.
Smelly genitalia.
Anyone at all with a smelly pussy.
Yeah.
Could have been an Italian family in that
they
subway.
They want you to be comfortable. So if you don't like your first pair, you can keep it, and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Mm-hmm. No bullshit questions.
Not by them.
Is your dick small?
I'll ask the questions.
We'll call you up personally and be like, is it because your cock is little, motherfucker?
Is that why? Is it because you're too Indian?
Or not Indian, for
you're
that
not,
matter?
Or now you're not even Indian. I'm just asking.
These are some of the questions.
These are
we
some
will
of
ask.
The questions that I will ask, but mm-hmm. Mac Weldon won't. Here's just some of the questions Mac Weldon won't ask.
Will
you.
Not ask.
They will
you.
Not ask you this. Is it because your dick is too small? Is it because you're Indian and you smell too bad?
No. No one is asking you that. It is not Mac Weldon or us, actually. We will not even be asking
the keyboard.
That one.
Yeah, we're processing your refund right now, Mr. Vikram. Just real quick, are you too Indian?
We couldn't help but read the name.
We just saw your name, and we were wondering, perhaps you're too
they
Indian.
They will not ask you that. No one will ask you that, to be clear.
Okay, yeah, just putting a note in here, and refund's good. Okay. Very good Diwali to you, too. Happy Diwali. Not only does Mac Weldon underwear, socks, and shirts look good, they perform well, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's good for working out, going to work, going out on dates, just everyday life.
Getting fucked in the ass?
Getting fucked in the ass. So go to MacWeldon.com and get 20% off using promo code CUMTOWN, CUMTOWN20. All word, one word, CUMTOWN, mm-hmm. CUMTOWN20.
Wow.
Check them out.
That felt like having an old friend back,
I
dude.
Did.
That felt great.
I missed him. I missed him, and I'm going to be missing them after
yeah.
The,
yeah, after they listen
after
to this
they
one.
Listen to that, yeah.
Felt like going over Thanksgiving, just yeah. Chopping it up with your friends from high school, dude.
Yep, yeah. And then you told them about your life now, and they don't want to hang out
and they don't
want
to, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're different
people
now.
They were gone for a long time because I couldn't figure out how to sign a PDF.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
You ever you got to use the hello sign or some shit, dude.
But that sounds a little too.
There's some fucking. You ever do that shit?
Mm-hmm. What?
There's like DocuSign and hello sign and all this other
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I guess I should plug, as long as we're in the clothes corner, yes. Cum.town.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We got t shirts.
They don't have antimicrobial shit.
I don't. None of that shit.
What are
none of the
get?
Good
Gildan?
Shit.
Gildan?
No, not Gildan. They're next level.
There's some good
next
shit.
Levels.
Gildan's
organic.
Next, the people who request Gildan, because people are like, can you print these on some Gildans? It's
they're
like,
fat as shit.
You're fat as shit.
Yes. I know. Because they're so heavy duty that they
right.
Suppress your titties.
Yeah, right. Nobody's yeah. Going to. We know you have big ass nipples under there. You
there's one.
Wearing
there's one type of Gildan that's good.
Yeah.
No, there isn't, bitch.
Yes, next level is make my arms pop, dude.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, make your biceps look big.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nick will also be printing next level bikini briefs because mm-hmm. It makes his balls pop mm-hmm. Now that he doesn't have a penis.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be selling t-shirts on the road this weekend at Rochester on the 3rd, September 3rd. Then in Boston the 16th and the 17th, Oakland on the 24th. Seattle the 29th, Portland on the 30th, and I'm working on maybe Indianapolis and Louisville in September, and maybe Philly, too. Who knows? Stay tuned, folks, and come see us every Monday at Funny Moms and every Tuesday at the Stand for Fat Tuesday.
Also, if you like the show and you already listened to all the episodes, we got a backlog on Patreon. $5 a month, you get an extra
yeah.
Episode.
Absolutely.
Get that shit, you motherfuckers. Every or underwear. You also, have to buy one of the things we just told you
final
about.
Final plug, the 29th, a month from today, although this is coming out on Wednesday, so it'll be less than a month from when this comes out, I'll be at the Lodge Room. In Highland Park, Los Angeles,
we'll
California.
We'll both be on the West Coast, dude, but I'll be in fucking Seattle.
Yep.
I won't be.
And
be,
I think I'll
be
in San Diego before
be
that, but I don't know where.
A master of inventory. I just got a tent. I'm trying to go camping with Bobby next time.
Nice.
Yeah. I want to get into camping.
I hate the outdoors, dude.
Really?
I do.
Dude, I love it. I just want to wash my beard in a stream.
I'm scared of the outdoors.
I don't like bugs, dude.
Yes, I don't like bugs. I don't like little noises from
I don't
the
mind
outside.
Bugs.
I don't like mosquitoes. They're fucking
I'm
assholes.
Sweet. My shit is sweet.
Mosquitoes love me.
They love me more, dude.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have diabetes.
Yeah, exactly. I'm fucking like a candy bar for them.
Look at that big old ball for of dessert. Sweet tea.
The only thing that gets me,
you look like
out
a fucking Arizona iced tea.
Exactly, yeah. Dude. If
just
as
a mosquito's
only,
mom being like, stop sucking on that fat boy.
Exactly. Exactly. Left to their own devices.
You're gonna ruin your dinner sucking on that fat boy.
I fucking hate mosquitoes.
Yeah, I don't fuck with that. I like to shit indoors.
If I'm trying to fall asleep and I'm almost asleep and I get bit, I spring out of bed and I get so fucking pissed off. It happens all the fucking time.
Yeah.
There's just one in your room.
The worst is when it's just you and that motherfucker.
And you can't, and you fucking turn the lights on, you gotta fucking find him.
You gotta find, yes, I hate that
and
shit.
And it's like 2 a.m. and you're like so pissed
going
off.
Crazy.
Sweating, angry, cussing.
So you just text some guys, you know, to kind of calm you down. Come
yeah,
over.
Say I'm having a hard time. Mm-hmm.
I'm having a hard time, Mark. Could you
come
over?
Yeah, it's just I don't know how to find this mosquito. I'm gonna go online and look up bug chasing. This will help me to find somebody that can chase down this bug for me. I'll just sight unseen invite these bug chasers over. Oh, yeah, they want me to get on all fours, and I guess if that'll help catch the mosquito, I guess if that's how, that's what I have to do.
It's
to
a
catch
supportive community.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I fucking hate those motherfuckers, dude.
The one time I went camping was like in college, and I didn't even sleep in the tent. We all passed out listening to Iron Maiden in my car smoking a blunt. So I just fell asleep in my Chevy Blazer and woke up at like 5 a.m., but with no battery because my car had run out of battery.
Too much Maiden, dude.
Too much Maiden, dude.
That's gay. You just parked in the woods and then.
Yeah, literally. I didn't even get to camp. We made like a stir fry in the fire, which isn't even like a meal, a camping meal.
Yeah, no, it's not. it was just you and Eldis?
No, it was me and these fucking idiots that I got kicked out of my dorm for smoking weed with. So it was just like the dumbest people I knew, but.
Yeah.
I was trying to convince myself that they were my boys because otherwise I had just made a huge mistake.
Yeah,
getting kicked out of dorms.
Now I'm
going to
get into camping and bow hunting and tomahawk hunting. I'm going to start. I'm going to start hatchet hunting squirrels.
You just want to be Arthur.
Yeah, I want to be B. Arthur.
Yeah,
B. Arthur.
Mm. That's the trans.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I could actually hunt.
Nah,
this seems fucked up.
Yeah,
it's fucked up.
Those animals are just chilling.
I mean, if you eat them,
bow
maybe.
Bow hunting is the coolest, but it's like the cruelest way.
Is it cruel?
It's sporting.
Yeah.
What's the best way to kill an animal?
With the bazooka.
Bazooka, but then you don't get to eat
instantly
it.
Instantly vaporized.
But you don't get to eat the meat.
You
RPG.
Inhale the vapors.
How does Joe Rogan kill his animals? That's what we should be doing.
Like kettlebells.
He throws kettlebells at their head and crushes their skulls.
He thunderclaps their head with a set of kettlebells. I'm telling you, man, it's really crazy. It's wild. When you get that deer up in front of you, and you crush its fucking skull. I can't do Rogan. I don't know how
he has cool kettlebells that are like carved with like a demon's head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want that shit, dude. That's when I'll get ripped, when I have demon kettlebells.
Yeah.
But is there a humane way to hunt?
No.
No.
No, never. You go to the grocery store.
No, but they're treated worse.
No, they're treated good.
The meat in the grocery store?
Well, first of all, you have to remember that those cows did something wrong.
That's
true.
They're in a past
anti-Semites.
They broke the law.
In a past life, they're bad people.
They were They were Indian guys that messed up somehow.
Yeah.
Right. Come back as an American cow.
It's the Indian guys from that bus rape.
Yeah.
They were all cows.
What bus rape?
That famous rape on a bus.
Well, I think that was an epidemic.
Yeah, there was a Bollywood movie, Speed 3. If the bus goes under 50 miles per hour, we will stop raping you. Like, should we just slow the bus down then? No.
No!
No, don't keep going.
Yep. Yeah, Sandra Bullock passed on that one pretty quick. Mm-hmm. I never saw any of the Speed movies. Isn't the second one on a boat?
Yeah, and it doesn't go fast.
Yeah.
And they don't have Keanu.
What?
Yeah. There's a hacker that has taken over the boat. It's like Willem Dafoe or some bullshit.
The boat looks like it's going like 3 miles an hour.
It's either Willem Dafoe or like Tommy Lee Jones. I can't remember who plays the hacker.
Nah, it doesn't sound like Tommy Lee
but
Jones.
I think Tommy Lee Jones is in Under Siege 2 then. He's the bad guy in that building.
Yes.
So it's Willem Dafoe, and he's like just running around the boat with a laptop, like hacking everything. It's fucking gay, dude. That movie sucks.
Yeah,
I was
really
so
sucks.
Disappointed, dude, because I loved the first one, and I saw
the first one was sick.
I saw the second one, I think somewhere on Long Island.
They got Sandra Bullock for the second one, but not Keanu.
I remember.
Keanu had the juice like that.
He passed.
Yeah,
he passed. And
I mean,
Sandra
it was
Bullock
like
didn't?
An absolute piece of shit. He's a smart dude.
I fuck with Keanu, but
yeah.
He must have been doing good to fucking be like, nah, I don't want to be in here with Sandy again. I don't want to run this back.
I'm kind of jealous of him because he's like, I don't know. I don't think he's a very, he's probably not a genius or anything, but everyone thinks he's dumb. So whenever he says something that's
everyone
not dumb.
Everyone thinks you're dumb, man.
Whenever he says something that's not dumb, everyone's like.
You don't have
like,
to be jealous of him for that. Yeah. There's so many other things. That,
I know.
He's a master. He's like great at martial arts. He does all his own stunts.
Doesn't have the
he's a millionaire. He's
I'm
a
just saying that. Of it, public intellectual Adam Friedland.
I'm not saying that.
Everyone thinks I'm smart. So
when you're this...
Everyone used to make fun of him for being dumb because of Bill and Ted's or whatever.
Yes.
And make fun of him for being like kind of like an actor with zero range, which like is true. He doesn't really have much range. And he's got like sort of like a weird kind of like negative charisma and star power. It's like he can do all his stunts and he can like just be in a movie, but...
I think people used to call him dumb, too.
He was good in The Replaceables.
What's the difference between Neo and John Wick?
What's the difference?
But yeah, I mean...
Well, Neo, he
Neo's
takes
more
the,
hopeful.
He takes the red pill.
He's a hero.
What's the difference
John
between
Wick is
the
an
blue
anti-hero.
Pill?
What's the difference between their emotional profile? I mean, it's almost like...
John Wick loves his dog.
John
and
Wick
Neo
is sad.
Loves
Neo is,
lesbian
is
woman.
Out to fucking
his,
kill
his lesbian
computers.
Girlfriend. Yeah, he's trying to kill computers. There's a
John
lot of
Wick,
differences,
John, or Neo has a mission of hope.
I understand that they're different movies and different characters. I'm saying in his
John
portrayal,
Wick is sad.
Yeah, it doesn't read.
I would say it does, dude.
It doesn't read.
There's nuance
you
in his
you compare that
Wick.
To like an actor like Michael Fassbender. Who
big penis, huge cock.
Very talented actor. And like there's plenty of, he has plenty of range.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely different between the slave owner and 12 Years a Slave and the robot.
And Magneto.
Yeah, Magneto.
Mm-hmm.
They're all over, he's all over the place.
Yep. Well,
Tom Hardy, not that... I mean, he can, like, do a silly voice here and there, but he's
yeah,
not...
Yeah, Tom Hardy gets a, like... I think people think he's better at acting.
No.
People think he's better than he
no,
actually
he's
is.
He's just a movie star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just hot.
Yeah.
He's
got those
amazing,
big
dude.
Lips.
He's incredible. I love him.
You love Tom Hardy?
Tom Cruise.
We're talking about Tom Hardy.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you were
I
on
was
your
reading
phone.
A text.
You were on your phone not paying
from
attention
a guy?
To the, yeah.
It was from a guy.
You don't get important text messages anymore. We know that.
It was an important text
from
message.
Who?
It was my doctor.
What is your doctor
oh,
say?
Shit. They can't grow his cock back.
They said that They said that it's...
What does your doctor
his
say?
Foreskin can't be grown back.
Your estrogen levels are off the charts. We're
well,
gonna
if you
to,
must
gonna,
know.
They want to bottle your have, estrogen yeah. to give to
we're,
trans
we're
people.
We're
going
to have to hook hoses up from you to every trans person in New York City.
He said that
like
the transplant
big,
surgery has been approved by the insurance.
Like a big oh, mother yeah. a mother bug.
So I'm getting a huge ass dick.
Adam's ovipositor is leaking hormones into a big vat that everyone's every trans person in New York's got a crazy straw that goes into it. And they're all drinking Adam's estrogen from his ovipositor.
Ah, fuck.
The crazy straws should come back.
They never really went away.
Well, we got rid of
I haven't seen
straws.
One in forever.
We don't even have regular straws.
That's no, we don't. That's right.
That's an act of defiance.
Damn.
Against the status, the neoliberal status
use
quo.
Use it once, throw it out.
I can go online right now and find somebody earnestly saying that crazy straws is offensive to people with suffering from mental
yeah.
illness.
100%.
Yeah, 100%. Neurodivergent people.
That one's easy. Is that what they call?
Yeah, they don't call them like
mentally ill.
Mentally ill. It's neurodivergent.
Damn.
Imagine
you're neuroatypical.
Imagine
my
being
dick
that
is,
kind of a dumbass retard.
I have I'm penile divergent.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you
I'm erectilely divergent.
I didn't realize you were a retard.
You're penile atypical.
Yeah, I'm penile atypical. Damn, that's so fucking stupid. I want a nice crazy straw, dude. Let's fucking order a big ass pack. That'll show Kamala.
It is really satisfying to use.
I know.
It's a crazy straw.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a roller coaster for your drink.
For your that's right. For your lemonade, your Fanta lemonade.
for your suicide that you made.
Ooh, damn.
At 7-Eleven.
Shouts out to suicides. I remember getting street cred by having the most fucked up suicide at Skate Land in Rosedale, Maryland.
I used to go Sprite and Lemonade. That was my go-to as a kid.
I mean,
that's not.
I thought it was just you were fucking up the flavors. I just liked soda by itself.
Nah, dude, you got to do a Surge.
Surge.
Sprite and Lemonade.
You know what's better
is
than
just...
Surge is the replacement for Surge, Vault.
I don't remember.
I've never tried it.
Vault came out a couple years after they discontinued Surge, and Vault was good, but now everybody's a Surge.
Surge is the one with like that was really green and red, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got some last year.
Yeah, I got some. They had it on Amazon.
On Amazon, yeah.
Did it taste good?
No, it was all right.
I think I tried a sip, and it was like insanely sweet.
Surge soda is back. The legendary Surge is back.
No, it's not.
Dude, it's all coming back. JNCOs, Surge, Hacky Sack, fucking the 90s are back, baby.
I remember
their website doesn't work. It just keeps fucking reloading and fucking up.
Dude, those big pants, not JNCOs, but like, I guess like...
The bondage pants.
Those pants, like those are great to hide, like, to sell weed.
Yeah, yeah, in. Nugs.
Yeah, just you put a lot of weed nugs. In there and put fucking a scale
glow sticks.
In there. Glow sticks.
Day rape drugs.
GHB.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember like Mountain Dew in the 90s thinking like, damn, if I drank Mountain Dew, I could be a skateboarder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I just, you thought every advertisement.
Was
I thought,
100% correct.
Yeah, their whole branding was that it's an
extreme
sport drink.
I was like,
drink.
This is real.
Dude, I remember fucking sneaking my mom's Lean Cuisines to try and not be fat. I remember being like, well, what the fuck? These will work.
Yeah, yeah.
And can I be honest? The chicken Alfredo's pretty good.
Yeah.
Filling?
Do you ever fuck with the Lean Cuisines?
No.
Never.
No.
What about Lean Pockets?
Adam eats peen cuisine, which is a microwavable cock with some cum pudding.
Peen cuisine is good.
Yeah, it's not a real thing.
Yeah, it is in your household. Hello, this is the census. What do you eat for dinner? Penis cuisine. Oh, at the and this is the Freedom Residence, Friedland Residence? Yeah, we'll mark that down.
That's down on the official government record.
On the record, and it's real.
It's an inappropriate question for a census taker to ask.
Oh, this is. Are you Mexican? That's a new question we got on there too.
Did you ever eat Lean Cuisines, Nick?
No, I never ate a Lean Cuisine.
Damn, what the fuck? I would have guessed you would have had a Lean Cuisine era.
Nah, never, never any kind of like microwave dinner. I mean, the shit I remember eating a lot of cup noodles, Diet Dr. Pepper.
Oh yeah!
Fucking stovetop stuffing that like
never
instant,
had stovetop
instant like stuffing mix.
My mom used to just have a ton of like Indian food frozen from Trader Joe's.
Ooh, Trader Joe's! I didn't even know existed.
That shit is all like
$3.
It's
old.
From the West Coast. I think we got it before you guys. California had it before Nevada.
Nice.
Yeah, but like that shit is mad cheap. In college, I survived off that shit. But it's got
all
like
peen cuisines.
It's got like got no. It's got like
what
5 days
kind
worth
of peen
sodium.
Cuisines did Trader Joe have?
They had like a
Trader Penis.
They had like
you know how he has always it's always like Trader Zhao.
They
Chinese.
Got I think they got rid of Trader Mings. I think people took exception.
Really?
To that. Yeah, they
used
have to
Trader
have like,
Yanni.
Ooh, race Trader Joe. More like. Damn, Joe's a pirate. It's a pirate themed. It's literally a rapist themed grocery store. And they're like, oh, we don't want to
come
on.
We can't be Chinese.
We don't want to be racist.
Trader Ming? What's racist about Trader Ming?
Well, all of them were
like
plays on the name Joe.
Chinese people don't even fucking care.
Yeah. Oh,
they don't care at all.
Yeah.
So it should have been Zhang, Trader Zhang.
Well, it's just like, it's like people that used to say the N-word in high school and are now like SJWs. That kind of Chinese.
Suck juicy.
Right.
Wiener.
Yeah. Yeah, but it used to be like Trader Giotto's for the Italian.
They don't do that anymore? I used to love that shit.
I think I know I had an Indian or a Chinese food thing from Trader Joe's the other day and it did not say Trader Ming's on it. And I will not be frequenting their establishment anymore.
Yeah, make it racist again.
You've lost our business until you're racist again.
Yeah, I'll go.
Trader Joe's.
I'm going to go over to Whole Foods where I can get food for whores.
Yeah.
Sluts. Yeah, is this Whole Foods? I love shopping at Whole Foods.
Just to feed my fucking whores.
For some dumb bitch to come in here and get dinner for a pussy.
Damn.
Yeah, we used to go to that fucking, those horrible, like, discount supermarkets that, like, didn't even have meat. That just had, like, canned shit and, like, the giant, like, 20-pound bags of cereal.
Mm-hmm.
That was my shit, dude. The bootleg fucking Lucky Charms and shit.
Yeah,
they
we used to go to Costco.
Came in, like, tote bags.
And get, like, frozen burritos, like, 100 frozen burritos. I just have those after school.
Would you put them in your ass first?
I thought microwave was cooking. It made me feel very adult.
We didn't have a microwave.
You didn't?
Until I was 14 or so.
Damn.
Maybe 13?
Yeah, I had a little Black & Decker, like, toaster oven.
Yes, we were a very big toaster oven house.
A lot of cooking in that toaster oven.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. I didn't even know. That's the only way I prepared Hot Pockets for the majority of my life.
It takes so much longer.
I know, but guess what?
I like it.
It's better.
You got a nice little crisp.
It's a small oven.
Yeah.
It's cool, and you could watch it.
Oh, I loved watching it, bro.
Ding.
The ding made my dick hard.
Yep.
The ding. If I hear that ding right now, I will get fucking stiff, dude. Mm-hmm. Fucking, what the fuck are those dogs?
Huh?
Who's that guy?
Pavlov.
Hmm? Pavlov. That motherfucker's dogs, dude. Mm-hmm. I got a fucklovian response to that little ding, I'll tell you that much.
Gessexian. My name is Marco Gessexian.
Suck on my dick.
No, it is a coincidence. It's just coincidence, man.
It's the village I come from.
The village is named that, but it's not what I do. Dude, that video, did I ever show you that video of that guy, like, going for, like, a hike near, like, a lighthouse or something?
Yeah, those two Egyptian guys sucking each other's dicks.
Yeah, there's those two Egyptian guys, like, blowing each other.
Oh, yeah.
But the guy wasn't even hard. That was, like, the weird thing about it. Mm-hmm. The one guy was kind of soft.
Oh, they're both old.
Wait, were they 69ing?
No, it was one guy sucking another guy's dick.
I've said it before. I love getting my dick sucked soft.
Yeah.
That's the best.
It's a cool feeling. It makes me feel terrible.
Why?
Well, I love getting hard while getting sucked.
I feel bad for them.
Well, your dick will get hard, man.
Yeah. You can feel bad for them then.
Then I feel really bad.
I mean,
bad
the part.
For them.
Yeah. Just having sex with you in general is what you should feel bad about.
Well, I feel bad after I bust.
I feel, yeah, for sure.
Like everyone else.
I feel bad during. There's a brief moment when I'm like first sucking on titties that I'm like, now we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
And then the actual moments when I bust and the first second that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that.
Other than me apologizing the whole time, I think I'm pretty confident.
We do that as like a bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, excuse me.
Excuse me.
I'll be out of your hair in a second.
Mm-hmm. I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah. Out of your hair. He's just fucking her pubes.
I like a big bush.
I only like to fuck the pubes.
I love to fuck the pubes.
That's what my mommy would do that, and now I do it now.
That's how you stay clean.
I think you only
fuck the pubes.
I think it's sexist to penetrate a woman. So I have sex with the pubes. I would never penetrate a woman's orifice. Any orifice. Not even if she forced me.
Yeah. Well, I guess we gotta head to the show.
Yeah, we gotta get to the show.
Gong 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 gong. Thank you for listening, everyone.
Thanks for listening, folks.
Come see us, Funny Moms. We're there every Monday.
Get tickets for LA. I might book a second one. Bye.